Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. And we always get started this way. We play our creed, something we live by. And that is, we don't worry, we work. We don't doubt, we believe. We don't make excuses, we hustle. We don't talk about it, we are about it. We don't follow, we lead. We don't do it to have, we do it to become. We're not victims, we take responsibility. We're not suckers, we earn our spot. We're not a statistics, we stand for something. We are not the clay, we are the potters. We design our own lives. Let's jump into the podcast, guys. Hope it can bring you some value today. Let's go in. Hey guys, how are you doing this morning? Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. And this morning we have a very exciting episode for you. Thanks to everyone for listening in. Thanks for joining us and being a part of this powerful community where we talk about personal development, happiness, freedom, reaching your full potential, creating something that serves you and serves the world and ultimately brings you to happiness, because everything is about happiness. If you cannot be happy, then what else is there? You're doing this to be happy, to feel fulfilled, to feel belonging, to feel like you are worthy, to feel like you are a part of something, to feel like you actually are here for a good reason, that you have contributed to society. It doesn't matter who you are, whatever expression you have, your deepest, truest expression is what you need to tap into to get to the happiness. So whatever that thing is inside you that you find to be most important, and that, if you notice, that varies with individuals. Some people have different loves, different for pets, different types of games, sports. People love different type of adventures. Like, we all have this unique thing in us. There's a lot of things that makes us similar. There's a couple of things that makes us unique, and those unique stuff is what makes us individuals and what makes this whole so varied and great. They say variety is the spice of life. So the entire whole, the universe, the zen, or whatever you call it, or the earth and life and world is made up of that variety, because all of us are individuals, and that's what, why it works. That's why some people make cars, some people make cell phones, some people produce, some people are farmers. Different things all come together because the human needs are so diverse, and so are our cultures and characters and likes and dislikes. That's how it works. This morning we're drawing the line, though. The question is, what draw the line between winners and losers? Like a strict line, not in between, but just what makes some people win and some don't. And originally I was in a conversation based on this topic before, and someone said, Lewin, why is it so strict in terms of winners and losers? So the conversation was not exactly about what are the difference between winners and losers, but the conversation was about winners and losers, and one deciding that you either win or you lose. I do believe that you either win or you lose, not micro but macro, meaning that you might be okay, you might have done well for yourself, and you wouldn't be termed as a loser as far as society is concerned, but in the broader scope of things, on a wider scale, there is a potential that you're given, like all of us, to do great things and to contribute great things. Some people get into a corner and they impact 50 or 25 lives, and they're including their own and their immediate family, whoever they care about, and that is it. But their potential is 20 million people. Well, if you haven't reached that 20 million people, you'd have shortchanged the world. That's my view. I mean, you'd have to agree with it, but you'd have shortchanged the world because you have the potential to do that and you were created to do that. If you didn't do that, then you lose. Winners at least go spend their lives growing and going closer to their full potential, because full potential is infinite. But winners get on a growth trajectory and grow all their lives. So they're constantly looking for ways to serve more, to grow, to be more, to do more. A lot of people stop once the picket fences are up and the 3.5 bedrooms and the 2.5 children and the minivan and the sports car and 2 vacations a year and a couple of dollars in the bank and the kids' college education, then they're done. Regardless of the profession and regardless of how further they could go or how much more they could learn to scale and do more stuff, they're done. And then they probably are under the mask or under the disguise of not everybody was meant to do this and not everybody was meant to do a lot. But while that might be so, their potential or what they have done show that there is room to do more, but they want to stop. Not to do more in such a way that they don't enjoy life, but I mean to do more in a way that they actually get to live the best life. Because I think a part of living the best life and a part of happiness and a part of all that success that we talk about is you being able to impact more lives and to help more and to serve more. And that's what I believe. So if you, whatever you do, you being able to reach more people and serve more people is ultimately a goal, something that is linked to your level of happiness and fulfillment. So if you are in a real estate and you can grow your real estate company and open offices in other states and help find housing solutions for more people, then why not? You know, if you are in if you run a department store, your ability to open another one, or maybe you take the profits from that and go into real estate or go into whatever other things they are that you care about that will help more people. But just finding a way to serve is the best way to unlock your source of fulfillment and joy. So back to the topic of what draw the line between winners and losers. And it's strictly DE, and I'll expound on that for you. So what actually determines two of the main elements of what separates winners from losers is decision and execution. That's pretty much it in a broad sense. Deciding that this is who I am, this is what I'm going to be, this is how I'm going to do it, and this is how I live my life. A decision as to how you will approach life, what you will think about yourself, what you will do each day or over the period of your life is the platform. It's the starting point. It's the ground zero. Many people want to do stuff. And bear in mind that a decision is only made when an action is taken in the direction of whatever that decision dictates. So if you say, well, I've decided that I'm going to go to the gym. You haven't decided until you actually are in the gym starting doing it. That's when the decision is made. If you start it, you say you're going to do it and you start it, it's a decision. If you stop, you have copped out on your decision. If you are talking about it and you never do it, it's a wish. You're just fantasizing. You're just spewing hot air. People who decide do things. And Tony Robbins always said, never leave the site of a decision until you have taken an action in the direction of that decision. Do something, write it in a book, call somebody, research it, do something that is geared towards moving on it. And that brings us to execution. That's why I say a decision has to have an action on it. Now, the execution bit of it, I just covered them broad, both of them, and then I'll probably go back and dig into the decision and then expound on execution for you also. So, everybody has an idea, everybody have a thought, everybody have a wish, everybody have an opinion, but only few people actually execute on them and execute on them well. There's so many businesses out here that were there before. Amazon was not new, but the execution of Amazon has made it the biggest online platform and made its owner the wealthiest man on earth. There was eBay before Amazon, and there was a long line of other online shopping sites before Amazon. There's a phones. BlackBerry was here. You name it. They're not here anymore. There are many other computer companies, car companies who were here, who were ahead. But the execution never panned out to stand the test of time. So the guy who wins is the guy who knows how to execute, who find a way. And sometimes I'm skeptical of the way no, because when you, of the term no, because when you say no, people think that it is just some God-given talent, you're born and you just know it. But knowledge is work. Knowledge is the end product of hours upon hours of pouring into your strengths or your project or your decision. So if you're an app designer or a coder and you have the natural inclination to be computer savvy, knowledge becomes better, or knowing comes from the work that you pour into this natural inclination, this talent that you have, this seed, this ability, this predisposition that you have. And that's the only way it comes. It doesn't come from, you just have to know how to do this. Well, knowing how to do, and a lot of times you say that, people think that, yeah, he just knows. No, nobody just knows. You have to do the work. You have to get in there, you have to immerse yourself, and then you get to know it. So it's work, it's a process. So the people who know how to execute will win. And that's what separates people when it comes down to winners and losers. The people who make a decision are the people who learn how to execute on those decisions. Now, one of the things that always get me is when people say they are thinking about this, or they are going to make a decision on this, or they're trying to figure out this. And imagine you trying to, somebody, let's say you are a plumber or you are a accountant or a lawyer, and someone went ahead and opened your car engine and say, okay, put all the parts all over the place and say, okay, you know, this is a car engine, figure out how to put it back together. What you think would happen? You couldn't figure it out. You'd mess it all up. You'd be there for days. You'd be frustrated and you'd leave it. And even if you managed to fit up stuff, you'd probably have a bunch of extra parts all over the place and it would never work. In most cases, it would never work because you don't know. What gets me with people is that we are trying to figure out something without putting in the work to acquire the know-how, the knowledge to do it. In other words, somebody faced with a decision is trying to come up with the best judgment when they don't have the raw material to make that judgment. In other words, you don't read a book, You're not exposed to the audience and to the associations. You're not in the game where it's happening. You don't have a background in it, and you're trying to make a good decision. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think will be the quality of your decisions if you do that? The point I'm trying to make, and I might be I'm doing a poor job at it, but the point I'm trying to make is that if you want better quality decisions, you have to have better quality input. I mean, so if you want a better end product, you have to put in better raw material. So we are drawing on our minds constantly to think right, to analyze stuff well, to come up with good decisions, when we're not giving, we have not developed or put a lot of emphasis or the right emphasis and work into the raw material, into what we read, into who we associate with, into what we listen to, into what we think about, into what we spend our time doing. I was having a conversation with my wife, and we're looking at some things that we're going to do for 2020, the new year. And I said to her, like, I'm going through it, and I said to her that it starts to a great extent with our physical. Like, we're solid people in terms of mindset and stuff. Like, we do a lot of work when it comes down to mindset. We're little to powerful stuff. We know ideas and concepts that works with the human mind. But I'm saying to her, we know what we want to do, and we know the moving parts and all that stuff. I'm saying to her that no plan that we make or nothing that we're trying to do will work if we don't have the energy to do it. Your physicals have to get your physicals right. You must align them. Meaning, if you're tired, you're not going to do it. And if you are unhealthy, then it's easier for you to become tired or to feel fatigue or to feel foggy or to feel cranky or to be moody. You have to take care of your health. So that's an input. Like, where do I get energy from? Because if you have time, you need energy. So you could have time. Like, somebody in the hospital has time, but they don't have the energy. They're sick. So you might have time to read a book when you go home, but you don't. But you don't do it because you're so tired. You just want to drop on the couch and go sleep. And even if you go to sleep at 7 and or 8 or 9, you can't even get up at 5 and feel good. And that is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 hours of sleep. And you're still tired. You still feel cranky. You still feel groggy. You still feel foggy. Something is going on in your body, in your health, because you should be able to rest and move again, but you're still tired. So I'm just saying that, I was saying to her, and we were discussing that, look, we got to say, okay, why is it that I feel this way? Why am I tired? Is it because I am extended, I've extended myself at work a long, hard day, and I'm tired? Or is it because my health, something in my body is not being treated properly with exercise and nutrition for it to still have the energy after hard days of work, or for it to recuperate after 8 hours of sleep? Because you're trying to use a machine, which is your body, but it is not a properly functioning machine. It's not serviced well. It's not running well. So your body has to be running well for you to think clearly, for you to operate well. So if you make a decision to do something, then you have to know what are the things that goes into these decisions that improve the quality of them. So you have to be reading the books, you have to be associating the right people, you have to be exposing yourself to the right information and content. And if you're not doing that, you're going to find that you're losing. You're going to find that your judgment is poor, and you're making bad decisions, and you cannot execute because you don't have the energy level to do it, because your nutrition is off and your physical exercises are off, and you're not doing what it takes to keep and maintain a well-run machinery. So what's going to happen? If you have a store and the registers don't work and your checkout points don't work, people are going to come and you say, I can't charge you, go put down the goods and get out. Or some people are going to be like, why is it this thing moving so slow, or why is it hanging up? I don't have time for this. I'm going to put down the stuff and get out of here. It's the same thing that's happening with your body. You can't do it because you sit with a book, or you get a course, but you don't have the energy to get through it. So you're like, I'm tired, I'm sleeping, I'll do it tomorrow. You procrastinate it out and you're not getting to the heart of the problem. So I'm saying that winners and losers, the line that stands between them is the quality of your decision and your ability to execute. And with regards to the first point, I'd like to throw something else in there too. When I say that we our happiness will be dependent on how well we serve the world and how well we find a way to serve more and to do more. Every winner who is a real winner will have what Carl Des would call a growth mindset. You must have a growth mindset. You must decide that, look, I can inch this further. I can level this up. I can do more. I can go higher. And that will help. That does change things. A growth mindset. A mindset that says, I'm a 10. If I do 11, it's not only good for me, it's good for the world. Let's do 12. Let's do 15. Let's do 20. And constantly learning more and doing more to raise the bar on yourself and serve the world more. Thank you, guys. Hope you got some value from that today. Always a pleasure. Follow me on Instagram. Find me on Facebook. Lewin Motivator Car. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.